What?
Have you ever heard of the term wasp? Wasp. W-A-S-P.
That's another new one.
Okay. What about WAP?
Oh, I've heard that.
What does that mean?
Dago tribe nationality of people. It's different from the English, us people. Dago, WAP.
What's a Dago?
I don't remember what nationality that is, but it's two or three nationalities, you know, grouped in together, family life and all.
Okay. Do you know an insulting word for a Czechoslovakian?
Not quite.
Okay. What about a German? You ever heard the term kraut?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What about an Irishman? Do you know an insulting term for an Irishman?
Let's see. Irishman. I better leave him off too, because I've heard different things, but it's been so far back I can't remember a lot of those things.
What about an Italian? Well, you mentioned Dago. And what?
Yeah, we got an Italian little right across the street over there. John Lacona. Big nose fella.
Mm-hmm.
He's all right. A little odd what we are, but he's all right.
Okay. What about a Lithuanian? Do you have an insulting term for Lithuanian?
Oh, no. I left before he got here.
Okay, what about a Mexican? You ever heard the term wetback? Or Chicano?
If I have, I don't recall it.
Okay, what about Spick?
Okay.
No.
What about a Polish person?
Polish, Polar.
Okay, you said Polar.
Yes, that comes into that Dago, and we call them WAPs. It's a different nationality of people. That's the biggest thing I know about it.
What about a Puerto Rican? Do you know any insulting words that might refer to Puerto Rican? We said you know Greek. What about a Greek?
I couldn't say nothing about it because I don't know no Greeks.
Okay. What about an Englishman?
Oh, we got community full of them. I mean mixed.
What about a person from Scotland?
I had an aunt from Scotland, but that's all I know about her.
Okay. What about a Cuban?
I don't know about those.
Or a Russian?
No.
A Cajun?
I lost him, too.
Okay, do you know, what about a Scandinavian?
You don't know him either.
Okay.
Good morning.
What about, do you have an insulting word that might refer to somebody who is a Republican in the Republican Party?
Let's see. Old mule head, Ford took his place.
Nixon.
Yeah, old mule head.
You would refer to Nixon as mule head. All right, what about a Democrat?
Demagogue, Democrat, Roostocrat. Maybe not. They about like I am.
Okay. What words of affection or respect might you use to describe a best friend?
Now there's another one so simple you can't word it.
Mm-hmm. Other than just the word.